This is KUTX 98.9 Art Levy with you on a Sunday, and I'm joined by an old Austinite back in town, Bill Baird. Welcome to Studio 1A.
Thank you.
And he's got two new albums out that we'll talk about in just a little bit, but first let's hear some music. What do you want to start out with?
This is a song called Bourgeois Blues. It shares my initials.
Yeah.
All right. In a waterbed that's filled with imported Perrier, and your conversations consist of what you already knew they'd say, and your spirit animal is the same as the skin of your shoes. It's printed on your socks, you've got the bourgeois. Life is a checklist, a spreadsheet shaped like a yawn. When you use a pair of tweezers to trim the edges of your lawn, all your elevator buttons are labeled down and snooze. You've got a venti cup of the loo.
Thank you. former Austinite Bill Baird here on KUTX 98.9. Nice song called Bourgeois Blues. Love the lyrics on that one. And Bill Baird has two new albums out. One's called Baby Blue Abyss. The other one is Easy Machines. And Bill, you used to play in a band called Sound Team about, what, 10 years ago?
Is that right? Sound Team and then Sunset.
Sunset. And you've released a bunch of albums under your own name now, right?
Yeah.
And so these two new albums, they've been released in England. How did that happen? How did England find you?
I got this really long email. I had kind of reached the end of my rope with music or something, you know? Mm-hmm. Just feeling like I'm singing out into a big empty abyss. And then one day I get an email back from the abyss. It was a long email just saying, you know, your music's amazing and it changed my life and all this stuff. Just because I put all my old self-released records on the internet. And so they wanted to put together like a compilation from various tracks. And it became like record of the month at Rough Trade and got to perform on the BBC. And it was cool. It was like got reborn into a life of music again.
Oh, wow.
It was nice.
Oh, wow. So I guess maybe that's where Baby Blue Abyss, the title, possibly comes from.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of like, yeah, I don't know. To be perfectly pretentious, I guess it's kind of like Nietzsche reference, thinking about the abyss, staring back, and like art being a mirror, staring back, and Baby Blue is the name of my studio. So there's a bunch of intertwined meanings, like a Auntie Anne's pretzel.
That's awesome. And you are, I mean, you'd call yourself a visual artist too, right?
I wouldn't call myself
that. You wouldn't call that. I mean, you do like installations, that sort of thing sometimes,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, I'm a musician, but I get asked to do things.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays you're living in the Bay Area in Oakland, is that
mm-hmm.
correct? Does the visual art ever kind of bleed into the music or kind of vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, when I first went out there, I thought, nobody's listening to my music, so I'm going to do like some weird combination of like Spalding Gray, Nam June Paik, and Steve Reich. It ended up being like this really weird public access television opera.
Right.
Kind of inspired by Robert Ashley. But then, you know, after I went all the way that way, I kind of, went back. I yearned for something basic and simple mm-hmm. that happens in real time as you sing or move your hands. That doesn't require a billion moving parts.
Well,
everything's visual.
Sure, sure. Well, it's kind of interesting straddling those worlds of experimental music or experimental art and then just real kind of plain-spoken folk music, you know, that song.
Yeah, that's what moves my heart. I went as far as I could with my head, and I still like that, but I guess it has to move my heart.
Sure. And it's been moving hearts, at least out in the UK. Bill Baird, our guest here in Studio 1A, has two new albums out in the UK, also out digitally here in the States, called Baby Blue Abyss and Easy Machines. And Bill, could we get you to do another song for us?
As you
change guitars,
you just gotta ask nicely. Okay, yeah, this is a song from one of the records called Why Nostra. Thank you.
wonder that you're sick.
Song called Why No Strut by Bill Baird here in our Studio 1A. Bill Baird on vocals and guitar, Ethan Smith on guitar, and Willis McClung on bass. And Bill has two new albums out, Baby Blue Abyss and Easy Machines. They were released in the UK, but also available digitally here in the US.
And can I plug Summer Is Gone?
Sure.
Released that in November, and I made a website. It was featured on the Vice Creators Project.
Oh, cool.
And it was like, I made 350 mixes of all the different tracks on the album, and we created this algorithm that goes through every possible sequence. It's going to take over a billion years, so like every time you go to summerisgone.live, it creates a unique sequence of the record.
That is so cool.
So it's sort of like the combinations of a lock.
I don't know.
Yeah. It works like a factorial in math.
That is so cool. Well, check out Bill Baird online, and you also have tons of music online, and it's all...
Yeah, there's like a few good songs.
Well, we heard a few...
Well, that's the beauty of digital. If you don't like it, you just hit skip.
Yeah, there you go. We heard a few today, and he's actually going to play one more off the air for us. The whole thing's going to be up at our website, kutx.org. Also, our video crew, thank you so much for taping this. That video will be there as well. Jake Perlman has been our engineer. Bill, thank you so much for coming by and doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is a beautiful, big room.
Well, we'd love to have you back next time.
Yeah. You gotta get some mellower lights, then I can even see my eyes next time.
Yeah, there we go. Well, I'm Art Levy. I'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9.
Cosmos gets cancer with every sunset, and the sun is the smolder of God's cigarettes. And when he coughs and wheezes, everyone gets wet. And the blazing tornado is the wheezing of her breath as her lungs are turning black. I don't think she's coming back. Long time ago when when everything was dark. The universe was boring, so she sprayed a spark. She lit up her smoke and laughed at her joke. The punchline you see is humanity, and I'd cut her some slack, but I don't think she's coming back. Smoker shows her face in a desiccated raisin or a statue of grace. Please ask her kindly where the hell she's been. The world she's created's become a painful scene as the globe begins to crack. I don't think she's coming back.
Shoot a bullet at me.